Inside the Tortilla by Paul Reed, read by the Gazpacho Monk. Prologue. The tortilla is a uniquely Iberian version of the omelette. It was not too long ago that it was prepared by chopping and slowly frying potatoes with onions, asparagus, peppers or mushrooms, and then coating everything in an eggy mixture before carefully slow cooking both sides. Nowadays, Spanish tortillas are readily available in all supermarkets pre-cooked. The tortilla has adapted to the 21st century and prolonged its presence on the dining table of life. But it has, in the process, lost something of its identity. The taste has become diluted, the varieties have become reduced to a simple with or without onions, and the classic chunky shape regulated to a frisbee-sized mould. In short, the tortilla has been reduced to an instant microwaved tapper. Sadly, on the Mediterranean coast, the practice of serving microwaved versions of food has been embraced so enthusiastically that the model has now been wholeheartedly extended to all aspects of daily life. Coastal living has become a product like any other on the shelves of a large supermarket. After tolerating years of such culinary and cultural homogenisation, my taste buds demanded a return to flavour. I'd heard there were still places that cooked a real tortilla. It was rumoured that certain bars away from the coast still made their food rather than shopped for it. Perhaps it was just an urban legend, but I had to find out. Chapter 1. Inside the Mediterranean Ghetto. The Final Straw. Tourism is an intriguing concept. Place it in a bowl alongside one small Mediterranean town, add a sprinkling of urban development, marinate some wild fantasies for golf courses and yachting marinas, then stand back and watch what happens. It seems everyone these days loves motorways. They are curvy and long, and when freshly tarmacked, bring a distinct smartness to carbon-fuelled travel. Of all the towns that love motorways, it's the small coastal town that is most enamoured, for it believes these black serpents will bring in coaches full of summer short-stay visitors or long winter third-age residents. Such an increase in traffic, however, has devastating effects on the local area. The luscious fruit valleys encircling the town are bulldozed and turned into golf courses. Public squares get dug up in order to construct underground car parks, and parking meters appear on pavements where before there were newspaper kiosks or trees. Then, insidiously, like a scorpion darting in through a door left ajar, the estate agents and chain stores appear, and overnight, local shops and traders begin to disappear. Rented flats become suddenly unaffordable to locals as everyone suddenly becomes a customer. Not just the politicians succumb, it's an epidemic. Bars begin to cut back on the tappers, increase their prices and treat you as just another face on the turnstile of tourism. Value, local identity and meaning are tossed out in the frantic race to attract the largest number. Over the years I spent working in tourism on the coast of Spain, I witnessed this process as each town changed from a home into a service industry. But the coast is so pretty, my friends would say as they visited for just a few days. Yes, of course the coast is pretty, or it was, I would reply. Yes, it is warm and blue and winters are bearable and short, but these are in themselves shallow reasons to live in an otherwise vacuous environment. Then one day I woke up and realised I could no longer endure the taste of microwaved food. I needed to go in search of other recipes, recipes that followed the change of the seasons, recipes that required a slow flame, recipes that would once again reorient me towards the flavour of an authentic tortilla. Next week, the departure from the coast and into the forest. Get the free photo book from the Gazpacho Monk that accompanies this audio story. See episode notes for the link. Or get the full book, Inside the Tortilla, is available in ebook or paperback on all digital stores. For more information, drop by speakingofspain.com.